Hello, you beautiful being of light. Thank you so much for being here and for tuning in. My name is Jessica Mazzo. Welcome to the Magical Soul Healing Podcast. I am here for you. I am here to hold space. I am here to reflect love. I am here to reflect your worth to you. I'm here to also offer tools and resources so that you can navigate life on Earth. As we journey and harmonize together, inhale and exhale. Trust that you are exactly where you are meant to be. Hey, what's up? This commercial break is brought to you by my one-to-one sessions. If you have ever wanted to work with me, I suggest you head over to my website, www.magicalsoulhealing.com, and take a look at my calendar. You'll find my availability there, and I have two options for booking. You'll have the option for a 30-minute Zoom session or a 60-minute Zoom session. Be sure to keep an eye out for when I have different promos and price drops. You already know what the website is, so you'll just want to go there every so often and look for those discounts. So what I typically do with clients is pull tarot cards, and then I offer a lot of the information that I learned when I was getting my master's in social work at USC. The information that I learned is really important when it comes to understanding yourself, how your mind functions, how your body functions, and then getting them online. So I am trained in trauma-informed cognitive behavioral therapy, motivational interviewing, problem-solving therapy, and these are all things that I bring to the table when I work one-on-one, along with the spiritual aspect of connecting to the higher self, of calling in messages from the ancestors, and then just the ancient wisdom that tarot has in and of itself. So all of this is what you get on a session with me, and I think it's a really beautiful experience. It's something that I value, and it's something I absolutely love sharing, really, with people. And I love to see people thrive, and it's quite okay if we're connecting and you're not necessarily feeling your best. It's just like I do see people in moments that they're tough and they're stuck and they're struggling, and that's okay. In the end, I really find that there is something to look forward to and to stay open for. So that's again why I just love holding space, and I hope that I get to see you there. So yeah, again, that website, it's www.magicalsoulhealing.com. Okay, see you soon. Hey friends, it's your girl Jessica Mazzo, aka Jess the Empress, here for your weekend reading. The weekend is November 27th and 28th. So I want to get into it with you. I've got two decks with me. The first is going to be the regular tarot deck that I pull the message from. And then the second card is going to be our self-care message for the weekend. So if you're here, I just want to say thank you so much. I appreciate you. Couldn't do this without you. So you are very, very loved by me. Not just by me, but you already know that. Okay, so what's the weekend message? We have the Queen of Pentacles and the Ten of Wands. Sometimes the next step we take requires more responsibility. And that can be very scary sometimes, right? Like, taking on more responsibility can bring up a lot of feelings in us where we think, oh no, like, can I handle it?
And then we question, like, am I ready for this? If it's being presented to you, go for it. This looks like a level up. This looks like you're taking on a little bit more. And that what you're taking on is part of the plan. With the Queen of Pentacles, there's this abundant energy with her. So what might be beneficial is reflecting on times when you've leveled up before and taken on more responsibility. There can be some nurturing that you need to give to yourself because maybe that's what worked before. And there can be a little bit of like pep talk that you give to yourself because maybe that worked before. Whatever worked before, try it on right now. And then if you need something else, just ask yourself, what else do I need? You know, and then just like step into giving that to yourself. But the Ten of Wands, it can be when we also take things on because we think we're responsible for them, but we're really not. And this is what like aligned responsibility is. I think that there's misaligned responsibility and aligned responsibility that feels heavy. You know, misaligned responsibility that frustrates us and aligned responsibility that frustrates us. Just because we have these emotions, it doesn't mean, you know, we're out of alignment. And so again, it's important that we look at what we're engaging with, what we're putting on ourselves, and what we're showing up to be responsible for, accountable for. You know, we don't have to do everything in order for everything, quote unquote, to get done. But so often we think that we do. The Queen of Pentacles is like, can you delegate something? You know, she's not doing everything on her own. There are people that are around her that support her. Now, let me expand on this. Let's say that you don't have physical people that you can depend on and delegate to. Let's say very realistically, the weight is falling on you to do things. Can you ask your spirit team for support? Can you say, please help me, like, just move through these moments with as much grace and as compassion as I can. Please help me see the abundance that is around me. Please help me see the benefit to this. You can ask. Those are things that you can absolutely ask for and remain open to, again, as you move through something that feels a little shaky, a little weighted, a little pressurized. New versions of ourselves require new levels of our attention, new levels of our compassion, new levels of our nurturing. So just remember that, you know, when you're taking on something, does it really match the new version of you or the version of you that you know to be your best self? If the answer is no, then let it go. So here is the self-care card for the weekend of November 27th and 28th. It is connect with animals. Let's say you got a dog or a cat, just be sure that you spend extra time with them this weekend. If you don't, but you have, I feel like something itching my nose. If you have a neighbor who can lend you their animal, hang out with them. But I also think that connecting with animals, if you don't have any pets and you know you can't get any in your personal field, turn on YouTube and just find like a nature show where there's like birds and watch some pets, you know, like on TV. Or learn about some animals, you know, like just listen to a 15-minute podcast about pets and like whatever. There's an infinite amount of options. But the idea is to connect with animals, connect with a little bit of nature and other sentient little furry animals. So I want to send you a lot of love and blessings. Again, thank you so much for being here. I really appreciate you. And I will see you soon. Okay, bye.